podbot.ai.
Pflugerville is a popular destination for anglers, hikers, surfers and mountain bikers a stone's throw from San Francisco. The views of the ocean are unsurpassed from the viewpoints along Pacifica Pier and Downtown Beach Boulevard. The days after the winter storms bring crashing waves and the opportunity for dramatic photos. Hundreds of warplanes attacked the U.S. Pacific Fleet stationed in Hawaii on the morning of December 7. The Americans were surprised when dive and torpedo bombers attacked the fleet. The U.S. and its three aircraft carriers were not in port at the time of the attack. In conjunction with the attack, Japan is conducting an invasion of Allied possessions, including the Philippines, Guam, Wake Island, Dutch East India and Malaya. In 1941, the U.S., Britain, and the Netherlands imposed a crippling embargo on Japan, which halted 90% of its oil imports. The war in the Pacific began with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and British possessions of Malaysia and the Philippines in December 1941, covering a vast area of Asia-Pacific. The war came to a devastating end in August 1945, when the United States dropped atomic bombs on the Japanese cities Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing more than 120,000 people. Some members of the community drank ranch dressing, but Pacifica wasn't sure. He was sure he had served at least 6 wads of bacon and heaven knows how many bottles of ranch. Pacifica placed his last order, finished his latte, stuffed the cash, and handed over his paycheck with a broad smile in his satchel. This was one of the few things on the menu at Northwest Air that Toby didn't want to try. The weary teenager wiped his hands with a greased tea towel and flitted with relief as the clock ticked towards the end of his shift. He was sure Manly and Dan would be coming soon, and Dan gave him migraines. Pacifica beamed, pulling a satchel over her shoulders and adjusting her hair. The girl beamed back and pulled the satchel on her shoulder to adjust her hair again. In reality, it didn't matter where they were that evening. No one wants their car towed, and drivers who call for help, like Pacifica AAA, are confident that their vehicle will be taken to a trusted company. John Sanford said the store must not only offer top-notch car repairs but also maintain high standards in its waiting rooms, bathrooms and other areas to qualify for AAA's strict standards. Cheap locksmiths are often referred to as affordable locksmiths because, as the name suggests, everything is cheap. We believe that affordable is the second name for the key service that is available. What we can say is that the service is good but expensive. According to Badvin's research, thousands of cars with washed titles are now rolling around on the market. Cheap locksmiths are good, but they miss the recognition of a service provider in the eyes of everyone else. They are affordable, but inexpensive in that they are a better option than what is available to the so-called expensive key service. The report presents an in-depth market study for the main consumers of raw materials, manufacturers and traders. Quantitative and qualitative analyses of the main players in the related regions are introduced from the perspective of turnover, and prices. In the coming sections, industrial policy and the economic environment will be discussed in addition to the manufacturing process and the cost structure of the sector. Cheese potato Laker sour cream potato taker era loaded with itat cool weather Arnva. From 14 to the 16th of September, Aliki stars Jean Coutu and Emile General will appear in Technicolor Plu with Willard Parker, Joyce Meadows, Kent Taylor and Sun Sunday Afternoon, Jim Sisk, Larry Christ, DLC Arson and Lainwer Valley, who spent the week at their resistant house, return to school in the mine with Jack Mahegan of Minneapolis. Alice, who teaches at Eagle Butte High School, visits her brother Alfred's wife for a week. On Tuesday, September 17, 18 and 19 returns Peyton Place with Carol Lindley, Jeff Chandler, Eleanor Parker, Wary Astor and Robert Sterling. In the district there is a UTE building for physical education during the school year. Arrangements have been made to use the building in FERS for numerous other groups who wish to meet in public.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1316. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.